This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica fully financed for the current fiscal year. Accreditation of the UWI Pesticide Research Laboratory lauded, and Jamaican-born professor receives Black History Month Award. The details after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says Jamaica will not need to go on international capital markets next fiscal year. The minister, who was addressing journalists at Bloomberg News in New York on Wednesday, added that Jamaica is already fully financed for the current fiscal year.
At best, we may need to go to markets in the year 17-18 at the present rates, and the only possibility of going into the markets in the fiscal year 16-17 would be to pre-finance anything for when more payments become necessary on the NDX bonds.
Minister Phillips says he believes the government's economic program will, over time, lead to greater inflows of resources and even higher rates of growth. This, he notes, will facilitate the expansion of the capital side of the budget and secure even greater levels of growth. The finance minister was in New York for the 2016 International Finance Review Americas Award ceremony, where Jamaica was presented with the Latin America Bond Deal of the Year. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Stephen Wedderburn, has hailed the accreditation of the Pesticide Research Laboratory of the University of the West Indies, UWI, as a critical component of a strengthened national quality infrastructure and improved service standards. Mr. Wedderburn says regionally, the Pesticide Research Laboratory plays an important role in the facilitation of trade, particularly as it relates to export promotion in the agricultural sector, while supporting the country's food safety policy.
As a JANAC accredited lab, results from the PRL's laboratory are now guaranteed to be accepted on a global basis, thus facilitating greater ease of export of local and other regional products.
The Pesticide Research Laboratory received the International Organization for Standardization ISO 17025 accreditation to conduct tests for pesticide residue in foods in October 2015. The National Family Planning Board, NFPB, will be promoting consistent and correct condom use as it celebrates Safer Sex Week from February 11 to 16. This year's theme, Loving Ton Up When Condoms Show Up, will focus on promoting the dual method use, condom plus another contraceptive method. Director of Health Promotion and Prevention at the NFPB, Andrea Campbell, says the main event will be held on Friday, February 12, ahead of Valentine's Day on Sunday, February 14.
The other regional health authorities, they will also be carrying out Safer Sex Week activities in their region. So we're hoping to provide at least 300 contraceptive pills to women, at least 300 contraceptive injections to women. Hopefully, we will distribute approximately 10,000 condoms and make approximately 500 persons should be able to get HIV or syphilis test.
Ms. Campbell says the Family Planning Board will be partnering with Corporate Jamaica to provide free contraceptives and educate as many Jamaicans as possible. And Jamaican-born professor Dr. Noel Erskine is the 2016 recipient of the Atlanta Jamaica Association's AJA Black History Month Award. Professor Erskine, who is a professor of theology and ethics at Emory University's Candler School of Theology in Atlanta, has been recognized for his over 35 years of service to the Jamaican and Caribbean communities in that area. He's a member of the American Academia of Religion and Black Theology and serves on the Advisory Council of the Secretariat of the Free Trade Area of the Americas in Atlanta. Professor Erskine is also being honored for his extensive work in writing about Black history, as well as his study of Black religion. In accepting the award, Professor Erskine says Jamaicans in the diaspora should unite and work together for the continued positive impact on lives worldwide. He has written several books, including From Garvey to Marley, Black Theology, Revivalism, Rastafarianism, The Theology of Dr. Martin Luther King, and Afro-Christianity in the Caribbean. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.